Hello, you. This is Ian Lee. If you're hearing this recording, that means I haven't made it to the studio in time for the start of the show. I'm not bunking off. I'm probably doing something very important. I don't know, saving a child's life, stopping a terrorist setting off a bomb, something important like that. What you're about to hear is the standard Ian Lee emergency tape, only to be played in emergencies. A Christmas list and sending off to Santa.
Well, pretty much the iPod is the must-have, the must-have gadget, if you like, for Christmas.
But supposing, I mean, I've already got an iPod,
right?
But I want another gadget for Christmas. What would you, as a computer and gadgets expert, Stephen, what would you recommend?
The headphones, because if you plug some headphones into it, you can hear what the music is.
Yeah, I think they come.
They do come with headphones. That's right. That's right. But you know, you can have another pair. I mean, I certainly don't know about you, but I've certainly lost headphones around the house. And
what do you have on you? What do you have on your iPod? Sorry,
I've got. I don't know whether I've mentioned it before. I'm a huge fan of
Shalini Spiteri. You've mentioned it, yes.
And Texas. I've got some rare stuff that they've released in Japan. I've got my brother-in-law actually went over there and found some in a market of all places in Tokyo, and he sent them back, these CDs.
They're not bootlegs, are they? Because that
I don't know. I wouldn't like to say that. No, they're certainly they're marked up. They look like official merchandise.
Sometimes they look like official merchandise, and that's
well, no, I'm not. I mean, I know what you're trying to do, and you're trying to get me to say that I've got something that's hookey, and it's not hookey. What I've got is the genuine article. I wouldn't do that to Charlene. I would not do that to her.
Because she wouldn't get any money.
She wouldn't get any
for
money.
A hookie CD.
I've met her, actually, on a couple of occasions. We went out, I was at Wembley Arena, and I met her. I was actually queuing for a hot dog, of all things, and I know that she's a keen vegetarian. And she was behind me. I said, "What's this? What's this, Charlene?" I said, "I know that you were a vegetarian. Yeah. You've always been a vegetarian. What's happened?"
Going on?
She says, "No, I'm picking one up for my husband."
So, okay, well that's.
But then,
that's
so
fine.
I turned to her, and then I said, "Well, right. I actually do eat meat, but I'm just, you know, I was with some friends."
Yeah.
She was really charming, really
lovely.
Really
I'm sure she's a lovely lady,
and,
very attractive lady.
No offence, but she, as far as I know, is still a vegetarian, and that's a mark of the
back
lady.
Back to the gadgets.
Right.
So far we've got the iPod, we've got the headphones. I'm really going to push you, Stephen, for one more thing that the gadget lover can put on their Christmas list, and hopefully, fingers crossed, Santa will be really making their Christmas 2008 something special.
Well, a portable DVD player. You can pick them up very cheap. Argos were doing one for about £30. I'm not sure I recommend that. Because I don't know, you know, Argos is a perfectly good store, but you know, you gets what you pay for. You know, that's an old expression that, you know. For example, if I picked up a Texas album that was very dirt cheap, I'd probably know that that was hookey. But you know, I've certainly, for example, you know, if I picked up a double CD, and you know, I'd expect to be paying something like 15-20.
So a DVD, portable DVD player, what makes do you recommend?
Oh, all the major makes. Iowa, Sony, Panasonic, any of those, you know, they all do them, and they're very handy for the kids on the journey. I drove down with my mate Derek from Arbroath. And when we came down to see Charlene at the O2 way back in, what was that, 2008. And we had some of her old music DVDs, you know, videos.
Okay. Well, listen, Stephen.
Is she coming? Because you said that actually I could meet her. There was a chance that she'd be in the building.
She was doing a session.
Well, that's strictly speaking.
Here.
I'm not being. You did actually say.
A couple of months ago.
That's. Oh, hold on. No, you said something today about you might be able to. You thought she was in with Ben Jones or something?
No, we've probably got a couple of CDs upstairs, but
well,
it's just
not
a
what
single.
You said. I said I'd like to hear, and you said yes, come in.
She's not. I don't think I did.
Well, you
if
did.
If I did say that.
Yeah, well, you did say that.
If I.
You didn't say it last time. You said it the time before. You said that she would be here.
She has been here since
no,
then.
No, you didn't say that. You said she will be here. I thought.
She was here in March.
Last year.
This year? But, you know.
Right, okay.
And.
That's not quite what you.
No, but that was. It's been since you've been in.
No, it's not quite what
this time.
I don't know. Well, I've done my best anyway. I hope that's some gift ideas for Christmas. Not quite what you said it was going to be, but never mind. Right, thank you.
Is that it? We done?
I think so.
Okay, well, that was Stephen Murdoch. Thank you, Stephen, from ISO Solutions, or ISO Problem Makers. Here's another song. Thanks very much.